As of yesterday, Israel has a new defense minister. It's Avigdor Lieberman, one of the country's most polarizing political figures, and he now holds one of the country's most powerful jobs. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu needs Lieberman's political party to shore up his government, and the gruff ultranationalist demanded the defense ministry in return. I asked reporter Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem to tell us more about Avigdor Lieberman.
He was born Ivet Lieberman in Moldova in the former Soviet Union. He immigrated to Israel in 1978. He worked as a bouncer as a university student. And then in the 1990s, he got into politics. He was a senior aide to the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during his first term in the 1990s. And then he formed his own political party called Yisrael Beitenu, or Israel is Our Home. And it's a party representing immigrants from the former Soviet Union. And it's a very ultranationalist party. Lieberman himself is a West Bank settler. And like you said, he just has this kind of gruff, no-nonsense way about him. He speaks in this really thick Russian accent in Hebrew, and I think it adds to that character, too.
Fair to call him a provocative figure in Israel?
Yes. Probably one of the most polarizing figures on the political scene today. He's known for all kinds of really brash statements. Like recently, he said that if he were defense minister, he would assassinate the top Hamas leader in Gaza. And now he is defense minister.
All right. I know this question could take us into some deep inside baseball of Israeli politics, but give us the simple version. How did one of the most polarizing and gruff figures in Israel become one of the most powerful ministers in the country?
Yeah, that's the question a lot of people here are asking, especially because this man only served a very short time in the army when he was, you know, around 20 years old. And how did he get to be the defense minister? And the answer is that it's this kind of fascinating political drama, and it's centered around some quite unusual tensions between kind of a pragmatic and even moderate Israeli military establishment and the country's more hardline political leadership. And a big moment happened in March when an Israeli soldier was filmed shooting and killing a Palestinian assailant who was already wounded on the ground. Israel's defense minister at the time spoke out against the soldier. Avigdor Lieberman supported the soldier. And then this other really interesting moment happened on Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Army's deputy chief of staff gave a speech saying that he finds trends of hatred and violence in Israel, reminding him of 1930s Germany. The defense minister supported the man's right to speak his conscience. Netanyahu was angry. He demanded the army official issue a correction. And so now we're seeing Avigdor Lieberman stepping into the defense minister's role.
You know, I've gotten emails and Facebook messages from people saying this is a huge story and spells doom for any hopes for peace. Is that what Israelis are feeling?
If we know anything about Lieberman, we know that he's kind of surprising and unpredictable. Some here even say that he is more pragmatic behind the scenes than he is on Facebook and Twitter and on the TV screens. And, you know, the first thing that happened when Lieberman officially assumed his role as defense minister yesterday is that he said, I am committed to the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, you know, creating a Palestinian state alongside Israel. So, you know, the government certainly has moved further to the right with him and his party joining the governing coalition. And like you said, a lot of onlookers are really concerned about what's going to happen. But the man is surprising. Who knows?
What is the risk that Netanyahu could antagonize the Israeli army with this appointment of Lieberman and antagonize the international community? I mean, the U.S. said it was troubled by his appointment.
Right. A U.S. State Department spokesman said Lieberman and his ultranationalist party joining Netanyahu's coalition raises legitimate questions about the direction Israel's government is maybe heading in and what kind of policies it may adopt. That's what the U.S. State Department said. So there are definitely some ties that are going to have to be mended there. So in terms of the international community, this is a difficult appointment for sure.
Do you believe Netanyahu really knows how to control the Lieberman leash?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know. On the one hand, Netanyahu is in the driver's seat. He's number one. But Lieberman is now number two, and he is dictating and helping shape military policy. I think it's too soon to tell.
Reporter Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem, thank you.
Thanks, Marco.